John Voight blasts liberal fools for pushing anti-Semitism, "You claim to be good but you're a disgrace." By Joshua Klein on May 24, 2021. Academy Award-winning actor John Voight posted a scathing video on Sunday, blasting liberals for attacking Israel and Jews and demanding that people not be fooled while warning that anti-Semites will pay the price. The 1.5-minute clip begins with the Hollywood legend asking, "How do I approach this matter?" Voight continues, "How can we see the truth? What's wrong with everyone? Can't you see this horror?" Referring to recent attacks on Jews in several major cities throughout the U.S., the Reagan and Roe v. Wade star said he had enough. "I'm sick and tired of you followers, you liberal non-thinkers, who only follow and bash and don't see what the truths are." Noting that Jews have been attacked for centuries and that Hitler took down millions of innocent Jews and babies and put them in gas chambers, Voight blasted those who continued to attack Jews. "What is wrong with you all?" he asked. "How dare you attack the righteous souls of God's highest truths in our own streets, in Beverly Hills?" Addressing liberal fools, Voight asked, "What have you been taught to do? Ruin lives, steal, distort the idea of freedom? Freedom is the American dream," he exclaimed. The Ray Donovan star then described Jews as having been taught to love, honor, and respect the morals of the Ten Commandments, before addressing liberals. "What are you liberals teaching? Taking down Israel?" he said. "You claim to be good, yet, you're a disgrace to this planet Earth." Voight also warned those who seek to destroy God's land. "We as a nation will stand with Israel and we will not allow your barbaric words of injustice to destroy God's land, His holy land where Jesus crossed over," he said. "We and God will take down anyone who will destroy any innocent soul." He concluded by warning anti-Semites of their ultimate reckoning. "You anti-Semitic fools will pay the price when God intervenes, because no man will destroy God's land Israel, the holy land of miracles and prayer," he said. The video garnered over 160,000 views on Twitter as of early Monday afternoon. Recent days have seen a surge of anti-Semitic attacks targeting Jews, many perpetrated by pro-Palestinian agitators. On Tuesday evening, a group of men wearing Palestinian keffiyehs around their heads as masks allegedly attacked a group of Jewish diners at a restaurant in Los Angeles in what authorities are investigating as a possible anti-Semitic hate crime. On Thursday, pro-Palestinian demonstrators were filmed as they attacked Jews in Manhattan, allegedly harassing and beating pro-Israel counter-demonstrators, shooting fireworks at a crowd of onlookers, and spitting on diners eating in a local restaurant. One Brooklyn man, 23-year-old Wasim Aadeh, accused of beating a Jewish man during an attack in Midtown Manhattan, reportedly said from his jail cell he would do it again, prosecutors claimed Saturday. The Thursday incident saw Aadeh allegedly beat 29-year-old Joseph Borgen with crutches while also punching, kicking, and pepper-spraying the victim, according to the New York Post. In one video, Aadeh is seen celebrating with others after being released on bail. On Saturday night, a group of teenagers attacked a synagogue while screaming "Kill all the Jews" and attempting to assault the frantic Jewish worshippers. Voight has been one of Hollywood's most vocal Trump supporters. The Midnight Cowboy star narrated a video about American exceptionalism at last year's Republican National Convention, as well as an RNC video about President Trump's successful efforts to free American hostages held captive in foreign lands. In November, Voight warned that the United States will be in great danger if Joe Biden becomes president. "We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration," he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.